Hello and welcome back to Braille for Beginners. I'm Dave and Mel is with me, and this is lesson 7 when we will be covering numbers. But before we get into numbers, there is a pattern to Braille. If you actually write out your Braille alphabet, you might notice a recurring pattern. Mel, do you want to elaborate?
I'll do my best, yes. The first 10 letters of the alphabet, so A to J, we talked about upper and lower signs, and actually the letters A to J are all upper signs. And we actually use those letters when we start with our numbers. But just to clarify this pattern, if you were learning Braille as a sighted learner, the chances are you would learn the method where this is sometimes called the decade pattern, isn't it? Because once we get to the letter K, the whole pattern starts again with the A, but adding a dot three. So K, L, M, N, O are like A, B, C, D, E with the dot three. And then towards the end of the alphabet, we start again from the A, but adding dots 3 and 6. So there is a definite pattern. We don't need to worry too much about that pattern, but it's useful to be aware of it, especially at this stage in our Braille. All we need to worry about for the moment, though, are the letters A to J, because with a special sign in front of it, which we're going to look at in a minute, called the number sign, or the numeric indicator, sometimes it's called, but that will show us if we see an A or a B or a C right up to a J with this sign in front of it, it will show us that it's a number. The best way to do this, I think, Dave, is to just look at the resources. First of all, our number sign is dots 3, 4, 5, and 6. So it's a tallish, it is a tall shape with a bar across the bottom. We already had a bar across the bottom, Dave, didn't we? It was the letter V. But this time the bar is going the opposite way. This special sign before the letter A, for instance, and if we move down to our examples on our hard copy resources, this number sign followed by the dot 1, the letter A, shows that is the number 1. The number sign followed by a B is a number 2. The number sign followed by a C is number 3. So hopefully you get this pattern. A to I, I should say more correctly, is 1 to 9. The J with the number sign in front of it is a 0. And that's quite important because I don't know whether you've ever noticed this, Dave, but a lot of people think of the J as 10, and it certainly isn't. The J is a 0.
So in terms of those decades, it's a really interesting pattern, isn't it, how those 10 letters get repeated with extra dots added. That carries on all the way through Braille, even to more advanced Braille once you get into, you know, contractions and all that stuff. There is an exception, though, to the pattern, and that is the letter W.
It is, yes, because I don't suppose, well, it's French. There wasn't a W really in the French alphabet, was there? So it had to be put in later on.
Indeed. So important to be aware of that. On the numbers, though, so we're using this number sign, which is the dot 3 on the left-hand side of the cell and dots 4, 5, 6, and that's immediately followed by one of the first 10 letters of the alphabet, and that shows us that it's a number. So, you know, number sign followed by D, for example, is going to be 4. Now, do we have page numbers? Perhaps people have noticed those in the corner of the resources.
We do, yes, yes. So right from the very beginning, and we can start practicing this by looking at the page numbers, can't we? So we've done the first set of numbers on our resources page. And if we move down a line, we have some two-figure numbers. So for instance, 10. And I mentioned that because we talked about some people getting J confused and thinking it was the 10. But in print, we would write 10 for 10, wouldn't we? And it's exactly the same with Braille. So we have a numeral sign and we have an A and a J. That is number 10.
Perhaps a useful exercise, just a thought experiment, is to try and come up with some words that only use the first 10 letters of the alphabet and then convert those to numbers. So, I'm thinking all the way back to the beginning, you know, a word like add, for example, you might be able to, cabbage might be a word that you could turn into a number if you were to put a number sign in front of it.
That's a really interesting concept, and I'd certainly not thought of it. So any way that you can practice these numbers, even thinking of people's phone numbers and trying to work them out in Braille, all that kind of thing, will help you get the idea. It's easy at the beginning because we all know A is 1 and B is 2. It's when you sort of get to the middle, you get a little bit lost sometimes.
It's perhaps also worth mentioning that if you order some stationery products like calendars and so on, there is an assumption there sometimes that you would know that the numbers are written without a number sign for the purpose of saving space. Sometimes you get a grid, that is the dates of a month, for example, and they don't always use the number sign.
Yes, that does happen, certainly on the calendars I've seen. So we've had ordinary one-figure numbers, we've had two-figure numbers. We have, for further practice, we have some three-figure numbers on this resources page. When you're happy with those, if you move on to the next section, we have dates. We have a few dates. I don't mean literally we're going out on a date. We have dates such as 1215, Dave. I'm sure that's a very important date from years and years ago.
The Magna Carta, I think.
That's absolutely right. So we can do this with the number sign A, B, A, E would be 1215. So you can have all those letters because there's no space. You see, you have your number sign and all those four letters together, which make them into numbers. So we have some further practice at the bottom of this page with various dates, which mean something. There are war dates and all sorts of things. If you're a historian, you'll know them much better than I do. Finally, phone numbers. We did have a little chat about phone numbers, didn't we? So you could use, it's a really good way of using your Braille. We've come up with all sorts of different ways to use your Braille over these lessons. And phone numbers is another really useful way. We can now make a note of someone's phone number, can't we?
So if we were using Braille for a recipe or a postcode, how would we know when the numbers had finished and the letters had started again? So I'm thinking, you know, sometimes if you've got to put, 100 grams of flour into your recipe, you might have 100G, for example. How would you know that we'd stopped using numbers and we were back to letters?
Yeah, absolutely, because we don't want however many thousand and seven grams, do we, or whatever. So we need to know that. And we have an indicator. Dots 5 and 6 would come before the G for grams to show that it is a letter. So we do have a special indicator to separate that letter off and show that it's a letter and not just another number.
Yeah, it's known as the grade 1 indicator, or sometimes more commonly referred to as the letter sign.
It used to be the letter sign, but I think nowadays, yes, you're quite right. It's grade 1 indicator.
Excellent. Okie dokie. And then we talked about punctuation, if you remember, in the last lesson where we finished off the alphabet and we introduced those four punctuation signs. So thinking about the full stop and the comma, we can use those in numbers as well.
We can, yes, because the full stop, and I suppose thinking about it, the full stop is a dot in print. So, yes, you can have that as a point, can't you, in a number? And the comma, a separator, is it, for longer numbers? You would have it as a kind of a separator?
Indeed, yeah. So if you were writing, 2.4 children, for example, you might write the number sign, then the letter B, followed by a lower D for the point, and then a regular dots 1, 4, 5, which would give you the 2.4. And then a space, and then, of course, you're back into letters. And then the separator, if you're writing big numbers, you know, think about something like, a million, for example, which is 1 followed by 6 noughts. Often in print, they use a little comma to separate each group of 3. So you might write number sign A followed by a comma, and then three J's and then another comma and then three J's, and that would give you 1 million. And it just makes it a little bit easier to read when you've got those separators in there.
It certainly does. But we're going quite well ahead on numbers, really. It's something for basic Braille that you probably won't come across that much, really.
Okie doke. Right. That about wraps it up, I think, for numbers this time. So I think the main thing to be aware of is the number sign, that dots 3456. And of course, if you want to come back to letters, then you can use the letter sign or the grade one indicator, and that's dots 5-6. Mel, what do we got coming up next time? More punctuation, I think.
We've got more punctuation. We've only got one actual lesson left, I think. So yes, we will do a little bit more punctuation. Some of the basics, and then some of the punctuation you're likely to come across on internet.
Excellent. Okay, well, we will be doing that in our, well, yeah, I guess it's going to be our final actual lesson. Fantastic. So we've really got there, and well done if you've stuck with it so far. And if you've got questions and you're a little bit confused by all this numeric indicator and grade one indicator, and that's perfectly understandable, and we are here to help, you can email beginners@braillists.org, or you can visit us online, braillists.org/beginners. From Mel and myself, Dave, at the Braillist Foundation, until next time, bye for now.